Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome, family. Welcome to Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you lovers out there. And to those of you who will be alone tonight, I want to tell you, you don't have to be. Join the Care to Read room this evening and be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Love. There are many expressions of love. There's the agape love, and there is the love that we have for initiating love for our significant other. We're going to talk about love this evening, and we're going to show a young man how he can put the woo back into his relationship, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for joining the OMI, your advocate. I am your advisor and your emperor, the one you need. Once again, we've dedicated this show to Valentine's Day. We interrupt our airways today to bring you a special feature on Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day is a special holiday for lovers in the world. We wanted to bring something to you kind of proper light to examine love and the various different avenues of love and how do we understand that the love for our mother is in the same type of love that we have for our significant other. And we also are going to talk about loving someone who we can't see. How is it that you can hate your brother or sister and love someone or claim to love someone you can't see? You know who I'm talking about. The mystical person that we always bow down and love and pay homage, but we cannot see, but then we turn around and that visible person who is right at our feet, we have learned to hate. This is a special day, not only to talk about couples and lovers, but to understand what love is. It's an action verb. It's not just something we say, because we all know a mouth can just say anything. How many of you have been in love out there today? How many of you are in love with the infatuation of being in love? And how many of you are looking for a significant other that you can be with until eternity and be in love? Don't be infatuated, and don't think just because today you don't feel lovable or just because tomorrow you think you're falling out of love that you have to go through these mood swings about love. Love is a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to love somebody. When you committed to love somebody, irregardless of what they think about you, when you have committed to love someone, be a gent. Manned up and stand up to your commitment. Because the Bible talks about man is committed to love his wife, irregardless of what she thinks of him. Now, how do we handle a situation when she's abusing him and being contrary to him, but he's been commanded to love her? How do we handle a situation like that? Does a man continue to be abused, or does he turn the situation around? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to turn around some situation up in the Care to Read room today, and you got your OMI. I'm in rare form today. You know they used to call me Dr. Ruth. I worked with relationships, and now I need somebody to work with my relationship. So I'm calling out all of those cupids out there that think they can handle the OMI to come and address some issues that I have and some issues that I'm going to be putting out there. I'm not talking about anybody's business, and I'm not speaking behind anybody's back. I'm dealing with me. I'm the problem, and addressing what I can do to be a better lover and what I can do to commit myself to love someone, irregardless of what they think of me. Mothers, you're going to have children that have gnashing teeth against you, and they're going to tell you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I don't like you. And you're going to look them in the face and say, I birthed you in this world. And you're going to want to tell them you'll take them out, but don't do that. Let them get the anger out. Usually it's not against you. It's an expression that they can't express in words, and you're the closest person to them, so they let their anger off on you. Get on their cell phone and catch them when they got their answer machine on and preach the word of God to them. Minister to their spirit. These airways on this telephone is great for speaking to the spirit. That child doesn't have to be there to cut you off on the phone. Speak directly to his spirit and tell him about his ugly ways and tell him that you're going to call the spirit on him. Put the spirit on him. Sick the spirit on him. You'll get a phone call early in the morning saying, Ma, what did you want, Ma? What did I do, Ma? Ma, what can I do to make it better? talk to their spirits today, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to teach you how. As we go into this segment and getting ready for our talking cure, we're going to talk up the way to handle children's spirits who have been broken against you, who you have to knit back together and bring back into a love situation with their mother. Children are not to be in a disagreement where they're hating their mothers and staying away from their mothers. It ought not to happen. And mothers, we're going to go in this room today and we're going to work on that little idiosyncrasy, because love is something that women do well. Whatever temperament the woman has in the household, it permeates throughout her kingdom. Her household is her kingdom. Didn't you realize that? Well, stay tuned, and I'm going to take you right into the woman's kingdom, because she determines and permeates the atmosphere in her house. If it is to be love, it will get more love. But don't let a little nasty child come in and permeate something called evil. Nip it in the bud, mothers, and show them the way that we love, because love is a powerful tool, and we know how to use it, and I want you to use it to your disposal in your household to cut down on that aura of nonsense that's being brought from your doorpost to your home with these angry children that are coming back with their flaws. You've got to show them that love will cover a multitude of sins. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be bringing you love in the atmosphere. Welcome back, family. Let's get ready for the talking cure. If you don't have your names out, get your list of names out. Now is the time to call on those deceased loved ones. We will be setting a candle out for our mother's side of the spirit. We will be setting a candle out for my father's side of the family. And I pour water to the ground and say, Ashe. I pour a glass of water for my father's side of the spirit, and I say, Ashe, libation. I pour water to my mother's side of the family, and I say, Ashe, libation. I mustn't forget to wash my face. I cannot greet the ancestors with a stale face and my hands. I say, libation. Ladies and gentlemen, you are standing on holy ground. And I'd like to welcome you to a special segment of Valentine's Day to understand what love is all about, and the agape love and the infatuated love that we so dearly know about. Mothers, I would call on you today to take your children and put their heads between your legs and to bring them and birth them back into society, and to birth them with the love that you brought him here through, suffering and love, bitterness and pain. Let that child know that it's important that they are to call on their mothers and fathers, as well as their ancestors, and pay homage to them, irregardless of how they feel about them. Let us call on our ancestors today. I call on Clara Jenkins and I say, Ashe. I call on Robert Jenkins and say, Ashe. I call on Pete Harvey, Ashe. I call on Tom Harvey, Ashe. Louise Day, Ashe. I call on Lucille Day, Ashe. I call on Essie Pope, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Marvin Jenkins, Ashe. Eugene Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Isa Lilly, Ashe. Bessie Lilly, Ashe. Essie Pope, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. And Michael Harvey, Ashe. We call on the ancestors to be, to bridge the gap of love in the families that are represented here today, to show our children that they were made from love and that they must be recycled through the ancestorship and through the bloodline. And nothing but love can come through that bloodline. Let us show and demonstrate to our children that mothers set the aura of the household, and they set the aura of love and kindness begets more love. May we gather up our bitter children today, whose teeth have been set on edge because the parents have eaten bitter grapes. May we gather our children and speak to their spirits right now to touch the area that has guile in it, that has hatred and bitterness that they've seen from the world, that they're afraid to speak out against, and yet they turn on their mothers with the hatred word, "I hate you." This is a system that they want to cry out to, but they don't know how to. Let them come humbly to the mothers today to speak about the bitterness and the hatred that they have developed from a system that's filled with a cesspool of hatred for black males, from a system that has made the black male the bald eagle. Let them come between the mother's legs today and ask the mother, "May I re-enter into your womb? Can this child be born a second time in the womb?" Yes, he can. Birth them into the system, mother, and bring them back in right standing, and show him that his love is what's going to save him. Show him that everything he do, he must couple it with love and kindness and the Beatitudes. As we begin to stress to you the importance of this day of demonstrating love for your children, not only when you're in the bedroom, but when you're in the forefront leading the family, demonstrate love by embracing your children, showing them how to love again. When they come in your presence, make them dovalay you and wrap their arms around you as if it's their last time seeing you. Show them that this is the love that's going to cover them when they go out into the cruel atmosphere. Teach them that love is more powerful than any substance on this earth. Teach them this is our warfare that we will fight with. A mother spanks a child because she loves him, because she doesn't want him to become wayward. A mother redirects and putrefies this child and shows him that he was putrefied in his own way until she began to guide him and direct him in the right path. And those paths of treating a woman righteous, being kind and being understanding to a woman and being patient to the lesser vessel. Show your children love today. And while you're at it, mother, show your husband love. Every chance you get, I don't care if he don't want you to embrace him, embrace him with love, greet him with love, and give him his space so he thinks he has space. Give him his space and let him not be angry at the fact that you're embracing him with too much love. In time, he will see that it's love that makes the world go round and that makes a world of difference in his life. As we graduate on to talk about love making in this room, every household that's represented here today, I speak grace and love over your household. May you be getting more love and grace, and may your household be encamped with love, just as my household is encamped with love and my family's households are encamped with love. And the children will become more loving and they will have the Beatitudes of wanting to love their mother and to give and to serve their elders. Elders, you stand up to your children who are disrespectful to you. You reprove them. You break them down if you have to in order to build them up with love. But be kind with your words. Make sure you make your words kind, because they must see you demonstrate kindness in order for them to learn kindness. As we go on into the lovemaking scene today for Valentine's Day, remember this is a family thing. This is all about family developing love for one another. Oh, how they love them, and how they knew us by the way we love one another. When we get back to being black, they will know us by the way we love one another. Let us love one another today, and let us show our children the benefit of using love to reach out a hand with an open hand, not with a closed fist. You can do more with these fingers when you embrace than you can when you lash out to hurt with your words. Young people, you must learn the value of love and the benefit of love. You are to love your parents. and don't let the world turn you against them. And you are to remember what they put in your heart. And may you draw from these words in the end time, that you might not sin against your mothers and your fathers, that you might carry their name in a respectable way. As you go on into relationship, treat your women right and demonstrate what real relationship is, young men and young women. I'm tired of seeing you butt-necking on the screen. I'm tired of seeing you playing the role of a female. Let us be who we are, who God called us to be. And let us appropriate in appropriate fashion. I did yoke to a relationship of commitment, and I didn't necessarily say a marriage, a union, a contract, but that you have a commitment and that your word be your bond, that you would follow through on what you committed to. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, are you in the atmosphere? You're in the atmosphere, caller. Who do I have the greetings of saying hello to on this Valentine's Day? Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Homie.
Oh, hi, Melvin. You're back again. Thank you so much. I had so much to tell you, Melvin. And before I do all these things about telling you something, I want to tell you, Melvin, that you are loved, okay? And a lot of us are alone tonight, so I want to sing a little song to you so that you know you're not by yourself. To those of us who will be alone tonight, I hope you find a love. And if you got somebody in your life, be glad you've got a love. Don't let the games that people play rob you of the dreams you're dreaming of. You've got to use your head. I wish you love. And above all else, I wish you love. I wish you love. Happy Valentine's Day, Melvin.
Well, thank you, Omi. Appreciate that.
Well, Melvin, have you found anybody yet? Anybody special in your life?
No.
Well, what's taking you so long to get started looking for a significant other?
Well, you know, I've been experiencing a lot of females have laundry lists.
And what are those laundry lists, Melvin?
Well, you know, if you go on some of these little sites or you just talk to some females, you know, they got all these do's and don'ts and what they're looking for. And, I mean, God's sake, you would think that they are the next best thing to water or air. I mean, you know, it's like the sun rises and sets on them. Like, you know, they've got a laundry list. You know, you got to be this, 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 and this in order to be with me. Oh, okay, right.
Okay, so, Melvin, in other words, these are people who want you to deliver, but you're not necessarily certain if they have what it takes to deliver anything. Do they bring anything to the table when they come?
Well, based on them, they're bringing what every man should want and what every man craves. But when you look at their laundry list of what they're asking for, I mean, you know, the reality that we live in is this. I'm a black man, but I know that black men have been castrated since the day they set foot on the shores in 1619.
Well, let me ask you a question. I know that I've been guilty of putting Jesus before my man sometime because I get into church and get carried away. And at one time I lived in the church and my husband didn't see me and I knew it became a problem. And I feel that you're right about some things. Some things we are talking about, getting involved with our church, and we just wrap ourselves up in it, and our church and our pastor becomes our husband. And I had to check myself, and that's why I'm on the show today to talk about, yes, I had to come up out of the church and go home and be a wife. And I had to let the church alone for a while until I established my own household.
Well, yeah, that's one of our problems as a people in this country. We've been mystified with this mystical Jesus character. I mean, you know, it's like there are a couple of sites I may see, but on those sites, the women are always saying, "I want a God-fearing man. I want a man that loves the Lord. I want a man that put God first." Now, I got issues with all this God, Lord, and Jesus stuff.
Okay,
hold on,
Melvin, hold on now. We got a lot of Christians out there, and what I want to tell you is there's nothing wrong with loving your higher self and God and Jesus, but you have to have perspective on the situation. And I think some of us women don't have perspective. We go out to the church, and we put the church before our home, and that's a problem. But I do know that men are looking for decent women. And when you go into these discotheques and you see women with half their bodies out, what do you think about that? I mean, are you turned on by that? Are you interested in those women?
Well, I think that's just a decadent society. I think that wrong is made right and right is made wrong. I think that's a result of parenting. You know, I think that all that we see out here is a result of bad parenting or people that didn't have the knowledge to know that they were being suckered. See, to me, this dating thing, this Valentine thing, listen, Tony.
Okay, Melvin, no, we're not going to cancel Valentine's Day. We are going to talk about the fact that we need it. We need to have more people in love today. Love is an immaculate, great power that we have to learn how to use, Melvin. Now, you have to know how to use love. It is a tool, and it was given to us. It's one of the tools that we've been given by our ancestors, because when you can love, it covers a multitude of sin. But what I want to ask you, Melvin, in a relationship, we can't fall into this thing about, "I'm in love with you, baby. I love you, baby." And see, it turns us off because we know you can't possibly love us in that short length of time. So why can't we turn off that term, "I'm in love for you," instead of saying, "Here's what I'm planning on doing for you, and this is what I can do for you." You never hear men make a commitment of what they're going to put their actions and words to. It's always this conning statement, "I love you, baby, now give me a kiss," or "I love you, baby, now do this or do that." So it's so much condition behind love. How do we get around that?
Well, you've got to get to the root. The root is this Valentine's Day crap. I mean, let's look at how that was birthed. Did you know, Umi, that does the average person know where Valentine's Day or Valentine's gets its birth from? It's a pagan tradition based off of dismemberment, based off of murder, based off of cannibalism. Now, you got this saint.
Okay, Melvin, let me insert something here. Be it as it may, there may be some negativism as to how this holiday was founded. But because we have come into a pagan situation, we must take it and make the best of it. If there's another occasion to love someone, by golly, you better believe I'm going to take it, because there's not enough love in this world today. So irregardless of how I got here, I want to take it and make it into something better. It's not a time for you to get a hotel and let's go make out. And it's not a time to see if you can get laid. That's not what it's all about. It's about reexamining the love that we're extending to one another in all situations, not just in a situation where we're in love with a significant other, but how we treat our mothers and fathers and the love we extend, unconditional love. We have to examine this and say, if we set aside this day to do that, then let us examine ourselves to make sure we're properly developing these love lines so that they can keep growing. I don't care if this person created Valentine's Day for all the negative reasons. We've got to take it and make the best of it. I'm all for passing out a card saying, "I love you." I love it. I think it's great, because if you forget to say, "I love you," throughout the year, you can find one time in a year that you can make up for that. Now, I want to say to you, Melvin, I said I was going to get on here and bare my soul. Yes,
why?
I am looking
for
a good man that can offer a union with me, that can combine his efforts with me as I begin to carry out a mission for the community.
Umi, stop the train.
Stop
the train. Umi, stop the train. Listen, all this love stuff, love has to be defined. That's the whole fundamental problem. The basic premise is wrong. It's got to be defined. Bad parenting. The parents in the home do not define what love is.